Well, good morning to everyone. And as many of you know, coming up here in the next, I guess you could say, year and a half or so, there's going to be a big political race that will be decided here in Ohio. And that is the race for the Senate here in Ohio for the open seat that's going to be coming open for Senator Rob Portman. And one of the people running for that seat is Jane Timken, who joins us now this morning on WQKT's Facebook page as part of Now and New. Jane, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. And actually, this race is coming sooner than that. It's November. So we are just a few months away, and I'm looking forward to the election.
Yeah, I guess time has kind of stood still for me with COVID and everything. It seems like it's time has just really gone by quicker than it seems, I guess, is the best way of saying it. Jane, I know that this has been a race for you that you've been in for quite some time now. You've been on the campaign trail for quite some time now. How do you feel things are going for you at this point?
Actually, really well. I am so grateful for the momentum and support of Ohio voters that I have received. I've been out there talking to voters since I announced my campaign almost a year ago. And I'm talking to voters about the issues that matter to them. It's rising inflation, it's workforce issues, it's critical race theory. And my message is resonating. As someone who's going to stand up and fight for Ohio's families and workers in our communities. And I have been surging the polls. Our polling just showed last week that I am in a virtual dead heat for first. And it's because I've been out there fighting for Ohioans, and they know me as a fighter. I stood up with the help and support of President Trump to become chair of the Ohio Republican Party, delivered strong conservative victories in the state of Ohio. I'm that kind of person who rolls up her sleeves and gets things done, and I won't sit on the sidelines, especially when I see what's happening to our country. When people and our families are suffering, kids are falling further and further behind in school with school closures. We are seeing the effects of the Biden spending, which is increasing inflation, and the Biden attacks on our oil and gas industry, which is increasing our fuel costs that are not just affecting when you go to the gas pump, but every aspect of our economy. We need someone who understands these issues and who is going to fight back against the Democrats and stand up for Ohio families.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about inflation, I know that's an issue that many Ohioans have on their mind right now. What do you feel you can do to combat some of those issues that we've seen with inflation?
Sure. Well, and in fact, you know, I hear stories about people going to the grocery store with sticker shock. You know, I just went to the grocery store the other day and everything costs so much more. And actually, there's a scarcity of certain items that people can't find on the grocery shelves. And that's in large part because of the workforce issues we have, the logistics issues. There's a lot of factors at play. The biggest factor is the amount of spending coming out of Washington. With the Democrats spending, they pumped more than $5 trillion into our economy, which is increasing inflation. And the Fed is just recognizing this. But it's affecting families. They are spending more and more money filling up their gas tank and buying their groceries. Look, we need to get people back to work. We need to stop spending so much money. We need to stop the attacks on our oil and gas industry. We need to make sure that farmers have the capacity to buy the fertilizer they need so that they can grow the crops that provide food on our table. These are the things that I've been talking about on the campaign trail. And it's in large part driven by what I'm hearing from other folks because people want someone to represent them who's going to listen to them and fight for them. And so those are the things that I've been talking to people about. And it's the reason why my message is resonating and I'm rising in the polls.
Jane, I know that one of the things that a lot of voters out there want to see, and I guess this falls in that middle ground of voters that maybe aren't Republican, aren't Democrat. They would like to see someone who's willing to reach across the aisle and work. How do you feel you could bring that to Washington and allow that to be part of what you would bring as a senator?
Yeah. So for me, what would drive me is what works best for Ohio's families and our workers. And if it's something that I think that I can reach across the aisle and get something done for Ohio, I will do it. I will, however, not back down from my principles and my conservative values. We've seen all too often with the Democrats, they play loosey with the football when they're negotiating. And if you disagree with them, they vilify you. Enough is enough with that. If we're going to accomplish things for the American people, put them first, put Ohioans first, we need to roll up our sleeves and get things done. That's the kind of leader I am, and that's the kind of leadership I will bring to the United States Senate.
When it comes to critical race theory, I've spoken to a number of individuals about it. I've talked about both sides of it. To you, what is concerning about it?
You know, the most thing that I hear on the campaign trail from parents is that children are being indoctrinated to believe that because of the color of their skin, they're either a racist or they will never achieve. We just celebrated Martin Luther King's day yesterday, a man who stood up for civil rights and freedoms and said that we are not to judge each other by the color of our skin, but the content of our character. I heard harrowing stories from a little girl who came home and was bawling because she was told that she's a racist and will always be a racist because of the color of her skin. This should not be going on in our schools. And by the way, teaching kids that have brown and black skin that they will never achieve or that they're always going to be oppressed is wrong too. We're all Americans. Schools should be focusing on teaching kids the fundamentals. And we're seeing this all across not only Ohio, but I've seen teacher trainings where they're training teachers to be co-conspirators against the systemic racism in our country. We can talk about racism that is absolutely dead wrong, but we need to focus on teaching our children that each of them are valued and that they can achieve if they work hard. That's the part of the American dream. And key to the American dream is a good education. And I'm going to be fighting for these kids, for school choice, for excellence in education, because I believe that it is part and part of the American dream.
Not to be, broad in this, but some people would say that maybe they feel the American dream doesn't exist for them anymore. What would you counter to say to someone who would say that, Jane?
Well, I think that's very disheartening. And unfortunately, there's a lack of hope and opportunity in this country. Look, I'm the product of immigrants who came to this country with little to no education, who believed in the value of education and hard work. And then my father and our family became, you know, middle class successful. That's what I want for everyone in this country, to believe that they, if they work hard and they study hard and they go out and achieve their dreams, that they can achieve their dreams. And I think that far too often people have said, you will never achieve to people. We need to get back to the fundamental basics of education and make sure that kids have those opportunities. And a lot of the things I talk about is workforce development. We're steering kids to go to college. That's not always the best option for them. They spend a lot of money, don't get a degree. There's a huge need for workforce in this state. Every day I talk to employers who can't find enough people to get to work, but they also need to match the skills that are needed in the workforce. I have ideas about how if a company invests in a tech school or a high school tech program and then trains those students and then hires them, it's a win-win for that student. They have a good paying job. We have a workforce ready workforce, and then those employers should be getting tax credits for it. There's a lot of things that we can do to make sure that people have those opportunities, and that's what I'm going to be fighting for. We have a wonderful people in the state of Ohio. They deserve to have someone who's going to stand up for them.
When it comes to you against those who are running against you on the Republican side, I know we see Josh Mandel and some of the others, and obviously I believe Josh is the one who most people consider to be main competition. But if there's a Republican voter out there who's watching this and says, I can't decide, why you over Josh Mandel?
Well, we know that Josh, this is, you know, a 20 plus year politician who has quit and failed Ohioans. I'm the one that's rolled up her sleeves, is listening to Ohioans, who's in this fight for them, who will never forget that I am representing the people of Ohio in the United States Senate, and someone who will always be on their side. And I have a proven record of getting things done, and I plan on doing that in the United States Senate. I'm a workhorse, not a show horse, and this race is about the people of Ohio, and that's why I'm in this fight.
Jane Timken, who is running for the Senate here in Ohio, I appreciate your time today, and always appreciate when we get opportunities to chat, and look forward to doing this again in the future as well.
Thanks. Stay warm.
You too. Be safe out there.
You take care. Bye-bye.